Everybody's talking about reality. What's real, what's not real. You know, it just, it seems so, I don't know. There's a group, one of my favorite musical groups, gospel groups, that sings a song talking about that he must decrease and Jesus must increase. He said, if nobody remembers my name, he would be happy as long as they remember Jesus. It's a good group. It's a very good group, and I really like it. But that's the reality of who you are in Christ. It is not you, but Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And that's the point. That is the point. That's the reality of Christianity. It's there for you to understand that God needs to do his work, and you have submitted yourself to God so that he can do the work through you. If you stop God, if you don't do anything, if you sit down, it's going to die within you. It is what God calls you to do. It is the reality that God says it is for you to do, to listen and obey, that Jesus may increase and that you may decrease. So with that, go out, smile, bless people, talk to people. Because it's the people that God wants. It's not the things, it's not the money, it's not the cars, it's not the houses, it's not anything. It's the people. God wants the people to come home. They are all his children. God wants everybody to come home. Not everybody will. Not everybody will choose it. You got to understand that, but it's true. That is reality. It's not how big you are. It's not how much money you have. It is not the things of this world. The things of this world are going to dry up and blow away. You can't take it with you. There is nothing that you can take with you except yourself and other people that choose Jesus. That is the reality. Choosing Jesus. Being there, wanting him, going forward, and doing what the kingdom needs to get done. The Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to do his will on earth so that the kingdom of God will come here and those people will go home. Going home. Oh, man. The reality of Christianity. Going home. After service in this life to God, we go home. You know, it's so simple. We step out. God does the work. God gives us the reward, and we get to go home. It's so simple, it's unbelievable. But it is. It's simple, and it is believable. And that's the reality of Christianity. The reality that we need today in our lives.